views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio. You know, to start the show off today, I want to thank everyone who've contacted me.
I want to thank everyone
who contacted me over my 400th show. I want to let you know that I received your emails. I received all those wonderful well wishes. Like this one. Dearest Candy, I have been following you a while and had the extreme pleasure to speak with you on a number of occasions. Your teachings and guidance from the Posse of Angels has truly been a blessing. It's touched my heart and soul. Always timely and perfect messages each and every time. Thank you and namaste. And that blessing comes from Karen. And how about this one? My dear friend Candy, I am in awe of you. A friend of yours and mine once told me that you never, ever gave up on your dreams. Persistence and consistency have always been your drive. I honor your ability to show us and to be the example, to show up in the world with your courage, your truth, with such an open heart. I honor you. And she says, blessings from Therese in Australia. And when I began my show, and many people may not know this, the reason I created it was because God told me to, pure and simple. And when I heard the request in my heart, I didn't run off and do a course in broadcasting, nor did I wonder where the callers were going to come from. But to be 100% honest, I did panic a little bit because the Posse of Angels told me never to have guests and I would have to fill up the hour by myself. But for the past 8 years and 400 plus shows later, my angelic family have kept their promise every week that they would channel the information on what they wished me to speak about. Come to think about it, I began my show expecting the unexpected, knowing that the hand of God and the angels were guiding my journey every baby step of the way. Which brings us to the title of this third show in September, which is Expect the Unexpected. Now, looking back over my journey these past 16 years, since I wrote my book, I am an angelic walk-in, the autobiography of Angel Ariel. This is my story as Angel Ariel is in the body now after the walk-in experience. But since I had my angelic walk-in experience, I can clearly see that everything, and I do mean everything that manifested in my life, was the result of one thing and one thing only. It was because I focused my intention and joy on the fulfillment of my dreams. Yet when I look back, not at the ultimate fulfillment of those dreams and desires, but the way or how that expectation was fulfilled, well, it was absolutely nothing like the way I thought it would come about. Now, the posse of angels, my angelic family, is reminding us that being pure spirit, being that essence of source, we are limitless. We're abundant potential. In other words, all we are is the energy of desire. You know, I often have to laugh when people say, I'm not very good at manifesting. But everybody manifests in every second of the day. You're either manifesting something that you maybe don't want and therefore have a reality that is reflective of that, or you're manifesting a wonderful reality because your energies have been matching to that. Now, the posse of angels is reminding us that if we are consciously creating our realities, we make sure to put our desires again on what we want and not what we do not want. Yet they are saying that, and I've mentioned countless times, the how and the when of our expectations and wishes and the way they manifest, this is not our providence. It's the providence of God and the angels for the greatest good of our soul's growth and the greatest good of all concerned. And if we take on the role of doing things in order to make things happen, life becomes hard. It becomes downright difficult. And we feel like we're pushing an agenda rather than opening to receive in limitless and unrestricted ways. So how? This is an important question. How do we not get caught up in the expectation as to the how and the when of things working out? Well, you know, one of my favorite most favorite sayings is, and it's helped me release any of my attachment that I might have had to what will happen. I say, I expect the best without having expectations. And the posse of angels are nodding their collective heads. And they're saying that is as the rest of 2019 will start to unfold, many of us will see huge changes in our lives to reflect who we have authentically become. Because there'll be so many changes, the posse of angels is asking us to practice the art of allowance and to be flexible. They are showing me trees waving in the breeze, and they're reminding all of us that the trees that survive the harshest of storms bend in the breeze to live to see another day. What they're suggesting is, as we go into this change of season, fall in the northern hemisphere, and they're springing forward in the southern, that we don't get it too attached to timetables, schedules, dates, but to see our dreams unfolding as a beautiful, magical, synchronistic work in progress in the present moment. It's like each and every one of us has a new palette of paints. And what we're doing is we're brushing and we're creating this wonderful new life of ours very consciously. to help us feel good about all the changes that will be on this horizon, we can set the intention that we welcome change. And we can even say aloud, everything always works out for the best in the most divine timing, no matter what. And it's this focused, positive attitude and intention that will be an all-important part of us either loving the next part of our journey, which will be changing for so many, and feeling excited, enthusiastic, and motivated, or it will see us feeling downright disappointed or dissatisfied. Now, having weathered the transformative, powerful eclipses a few months ago and the Lionsgate energies on the 8-8, and this Pisces full moon that knocked many about, September's energies, for the most part, they've been seeing us feeling lighter and very different as we're opening up to welcome change into our lives. After being quiet for so long, many now feel a heartfelt longing to engage with the constantly changing magical higher energies. And remember, as there is no time in the higher dimensions, in many cases, our rate of manifestation is instantaneous. We get to be the sculptors molding and creating wonderful lives through our passion, our wonderment, and our curiosity. Let go of your expectation and attachment and see what comes in. These energies are supporting us in doing things creatively, like painting that picture, like create your own radio program, take up a musical instrument, writing your novel, write a song, write your screenplay, doing anything that makes your heart creatively leap with joy. And the funny thing about all this is that those people who say they don't have time for their creative pursuits, as they have to go to business networking groups or spend more time on social marketing, well, they don't realize that that energy that we're experiencing now is, as a collective, is a game changer for the old ways that we used to do things. In fact, the posse of angels, here they come, they're saying that old ways of living, our daily schedules and ordered way of life, they are so outmoded and they don't fit us any longer with our new energies. Not only will schedules be turned on their heads, but long-held dreams and wishes will be manifesting beyond belief. Last week's Pisces full moon, when added to the upcoming equinox and a surprise planet moving forward tomorrow, which I'll speak about later, these energies are helping us to manifest out of the blue connections. Magical opportunities and events will appear and bring an abundance to our lives that fulfill our dreams. But there is a but here. The posse of angels want to make it clear that these things will only appear out of the ethers for those people who previously put time, energy, effort, enthusiasm, passion, and focused intention into taking inspired action, into creating something. You know, something just doesn't happen out of the blue. These are the good laws of cause and effect. We put the energy into creating something, and energy is experienced then. Now, here is a good example of expecting the unexpected, which I heard just this past week. A dear friend of mine who is a writer, she's a spiritual teacher, she's a filmmaker, she's been in Los Angeles a long time, and she has built up quite a following here, and she has lots of connections. She's been longing and praying for a beautiful beloved to enter her life. And this happened. This occurred for her about 2 years ago. And she actually met her twin flame because her twin flame was in this incarnation with her. many people's are not. Immediately, they felt inspired and excited to create online courses together and to share their spiritual knowledge. They knew that where they were renting in Northern California was kind of like a holding pattern until they were given a sign as to where to move to and to be of best service. But they didn't try to figure out. They didn't try to push anything. It was several months ago when her husband received an out-of-the-blue phone call from a friend he had met in India 20 years ago. This older gentleman has run and established a peace sanctuary in nature, overseas with art, and said that he was getting older. And he thought about his former friend, my friend's new husband. He wants him to come over and to groom him to run this beautiful peace farm and this peace project. And he also suggested to my dear friend that with her background, she could write beautiful and illustrate beautiful art books. But not only this, she is a filmmaker and her connections can help in the making of the documentary for this peace project. And that is how my friend and her beautiful husband ended up culling and selling off many things and belongings this past 6 weeks. They got on a plane and they landed in their new home of Oahu, Hawaii. She's always felt such a kinship to the energies of Lemuria, and now she gets to live in her heaven on earth in this paradise. There's no pushing of any agenda. There was no pushing of any agenda, no expectation. But when this sign was given to them, they said, yes, the Creator showed us where to be of best service, and off they went. Now, the Posse of Angels is sharing that many of us have heartfelt desires, and actually, God and the angels know you better than you know yourself. We have books and projects, ideas for businesses, movies that we tried to launch in the past, but all attempts to share them were dead in the water. But they want us to know now that very exciting new connections are happening. You may experience opportunities like my dear friend that miraculously manifest out of the blue to not only breathe new life into those heartfelt projects and those heartfelt longings, but new connections may manifest in your reality to promote, to support you in so many ways, your ideas and talents, to share them with a wider audience. With these forward-moving energies of support, many of us will experience quite a number of things manifesting at the same time. You know, it's like suddenly things burst open for us. Don't be overwhelmed. Follow the thread of one of these things, or two or three, to carry the most synchronicity, support, creativity, and inspiration. But do remember, just like my friend's husband, seemingly out of the blue phone call, the energies of these higher dimensions are all about ease and grace and things divinely flowing and magically coming together when the timing is most divine. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us of a caution here. Do not allow old habits to stop you from stepping forward and taking inspired action when something is presented to you. Things like doubt, worry, fear, thinking that you have competition could stop one from stepping forward into their own pot of a golden opportunity. And the Posse of Angels is reminding all of us to stay in our integrity, no matter what is presented to you, because we could say that we want things to be presented to us, but stay in the truest picture, truest energy of who you are. No matter who is offering something to you, and no matter how much money is attached to it, if you follow your intuition and your integrity, you will know whether something is right, or you can ask somebody legally, like a lawyer, or you could ask a spiritual mentor how to best honor your heart. In order to be just like those flexible bamboo trees going whichever way the wind is blowing them, it's important for us to not be too rigid and attached to outcomes. As I said before, see our lives in this present moment as unfolding and brushing it like a beautiful picture. Hold that intention in your heart that you expect the people, the situations, connections, and opportunities to magically open doors for you and your heartfelt projects. And it will happen just as long as you take off of them your expectations and your attachments and let the universe steer you to all of those miracles. Now, just like my dear friend who actioned her excitement and bliss in the present moment, please don't sabotage yourself with analyzing and logically trying to figure it out. Once the opportunities and connections manifest and your intuition tells you to go, 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 it gives you the green light, then go ahead and dive into those magical energies. You know, I have often said that on the other side of courage and actioning your intuition is always miracles and rewards. You wouldn't be offered this and your intuition wouldn't tell you to step forward unless God and the angels have already prepared those miracles and rewards on the other side. So if you can become comfortable with not knowing what is around the corner, then you'll do fine in these new energies by letting go of whatever you thought life should, ought to, or had to have looked like. You will easily be able to navigate these whirling, changeable energies, but it will keep you in good stead when you stay in that present moment for the rest of this magical year. Remember that with so much changing this fall for so many, this is the season of harvest. For instance, things will be changing where you live, our jobs, our lifestyle. Many of us will be opening to having new relationships with ourselves by letting go of limitations to the possibilities of the fulfillment of our dreams. We begin to manifest new relationships, a new tribe for ourselves to support our projects and ideas. So do not be surprised, my dear friends, if just the right people appear to have the exact skills and abilities and they're in the right position to magically open doors for you. And I want to go to our, with a little bit of time left, let's go to our wonderful, my wonderful animal spirit cards to see if that could give us a little bit more of an insight into a message that we can take with us. And the card is, look what we have today. It's coming swimming in. We have the oyster. Let's read about the oyster to give us further insights. The oyster came in. Now, the focus, the determination, and patience of the oyster card is unmatched. Anything an oyster personally puts their mind to, they achieve with grace and charm. You know, just think how long it takes for a tiny little parasite to work its way into the oyster to then become a pearl. The only problem is that the oyster types often take their inner gifts for granted. They become shy and doubtful, and this can lead to withdrawing or protecting their deepest desires and life's work. When this oyster card appears, it's time for you to reveal your inner treasures. What is it that you have to share with others that you're hesitant about, that you might be having fear and doubt? Like the treasure of the pearl hidden away within the oyster. Please know that the world is waiting to see your gifts and your talents and your abilities. So thank you, Mr. Oyster. And off he goes, flowing into the ocean. Before we go to a break, I want to remind everyone that I do have a special this month, only for another couple of weeks in 2019. I am doing angel readings that are heavily discounted in this month of September 2019. They're only $100 for 60 minutes. Now, normally my sessions include energy healing. They include intuitive counseling. They are $400 for 2 hours. But in the month of 2019, which have to be booked, and you have to take that reading in September to schedule and prepay for your discounted session, please call Angel Healing House after the show on 831-277-3716. I am in Los Angeles, California, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And I'd like to let you know that I'm doing new Facebook Lives on, of course, Facebook Live TVs, and I have a new one coming up on Thursdays at 10 o'clock. It's called Views from My Balcony. And I will be presenting that. And it's just an extension of Angel Healing House Radio. I'd love you to call in. Not call in, but I'd love you to join the chat. We don't have call in yet. I'd love you to join in the chat and ask your questions. So we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings, which I've always offered on Angel Healing House Radio. We'll see you after this quick break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Huff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Huff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Just before we get to those callers, I wanted to ask everyone, how did you survive that highly charged, watery full moon in Pisces last week? I've heard from so many that it made people so much more emotional. It tested us. It triggered many of us who usually have calm, peaceful energies. And do remember that we are still very much under the influence of that moon as it lasts for, you know, a good week afterwards. Now, in addition to the full moon helping us manifest our intentions and our desires, the greatly awaited news, which you can tell I'm very excited about, is Saturn is finally getting out of retrograde, where it's been since April 2019. It's happening tomorrow on the 18th. Saturn is the planet very hard taskmaster planet, which usually brings our lives to a standstill, it will start going forward, providing forward motion to our projects and our lives and our intentions. If you've been hoping to get some kind of traction in your life, then Saturn's direct motion will help enormously for you to move forward with your dreams. And of course, we have the September 23rd equinox coming up. It's a time of reaping all the good that we have sown, as well as winding down the year for many of us so we can prepare for the winter months. You know, this is a very sacred time for many in ancient cultures in India, Egypt, Sumer, Greece, Mexico, Peru, just to name a few. And please mark it in such a way that you give yourself enormous credit for all that you've sown. Open up to receive at this time of harvest, all that, you know, I call it the time of karmic compensation, karmic retribution for all that you've given to the light, and then open up for that magic harvest to happen. Let's go to our callers. Our first caller is Trish in Hollywood. Hello, Trish. You're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio.
Hi, Candy. How are you?
I am very well. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm hanging in there. I'm really trying the best I can. But
yeah.
It's been a hard time. And so I was really looking forward to speaking with you and just to get some understanding of what's going on.
Okay. All right. First and foremost, the posse of angels are saying to you, Trish, that there was nothing that anybody could do to stop this. This was, if you want to call it, it's hard to see it from your physical vision and your humanness in this body that you are currently in, but this was divinely ordered. She was only supposed to be on this earth plane, dancing, teaching others. She was a great sage, and she was a great prophetess, if you want to call her that. And you knew that. You knew that from an early age. I'm just getting shivers all over. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what is going to help is for you to know that this was divinely ordered. She wrote into her contract to exit at this time. Everyone does. Nobody dies too early or too late. The posse of angels just giggle their heads off. They don't actually, I've said this before, they don't laugh at us. They laugh with us. If only we could see that. She was here exactly the amount of time she needed to be here to teach and to show people. This has had such an enormous effect on you, on your family, on her friends. It's far reaching.
Yes.
What it's going to be teaching you. And in this time of enormous grief, and the grief never stops, by the way. It gets less and less over time. And then the more that you can feel the love, instead of putting your emphasis on her being gone, because she's saying she's not gone. She's just not in a dense physical body anymore. So the more that you can constantly assure yourself and put your emphasis on her still being here, she is going to help you in ways that you can't possibly ever imagine now that she is across the veil. So these are really important things for you to remember. There is the posse of angels are feeling this overwhelming guilt on your part. There is no guilt. There's nothing that you could have done to stop this. Nothing. Because this was foretold and this was contracted for her to exit the earth plane at this time. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. They're actually saying, beautiful, beloved Trish, please, for your health, stop beating yourself up. release this and surrender this. Release and surrender this. Oh my gosh. This is the card. The Nine of Pentacles came out. And this is where she is. She is surrounded by sunshine. She is surrounded by golden wheat. She is surrounded and feels, feels like she feels this sense of coming home that she never realized on the earth plane, because she allowed many things to get in her way. And that's why she was always reactive. She was always reactive and lashing out. That's they're using that word. She was lashing out. But now it's like she's free. She's just freedom, just this sense of being in this beautiful. The light is just so extraordinary where she is. You know, she's going to have to go through a transition period of seeing what she did and speaking it over with the Etheric Council. But she's free. She's free from those demons that she allowed to hold her. So that's such a beautiful card. They're showing me this absolutely beautiful light where she is at the moment. I'm going to go to I'll go to these cards. These are just beautiful cards. The Fairy Oracle cards, and see what comes out. So do you have any questions, Trish?
I think you answered them.
Okay. And they're saying, please, please. They love when you celebrate her. And she loves when you celebrate her. I'm hearing.
Yeah, we posted a video celebrating her.
I know. That was amazing. And I'm hearing, please, Trish, please, please, beloved Trish, do more of that. Do more of that. And you will feel much closer to her than you possibly could ever imagine. And the card that's coming out for you is Into the Woods. Into the Woods is a card of it's a transition zone. That's what it is. It's getting you to open up. It's cracking you open like you've never been cracked open before. You know, I heard from a very wise mentor a long time ago, children are not supposed to go first, you know? The parents are supposed to go, and then the children. I've heard the same thing from parents who have been estranged from their children. Their children don't speak to them, and it's almost as if they have crossed over the veil. And it's not supposed to happen with all the love and everything that we've poured into them. But what you're going through is you're going through this woods period at this time, this transition zone. And know that there is light in this. You see this beautiful light in this card here. Don't turn your back on the light. Turn your face towards the light. And then that's what you'll be feeling. And that's what will energize you. You have no idea how much this beautiful, beautiful being who is still your daughter is going to be giving to you and helping you, even though she's not in the physical anymore. Trish, I hope that's been helpful for you.
It has, because I felt like through the worst of it in the beginning, if I kept feeling, if I'm not at peace, she can't be at peace.
Yes.
That's how she was, you know?
Yes.
So that just kept me always trying, you know, and then, of course, her baby sister, you know, I'm really trying to be strong for her and just.
Absolutely. But the first person you must nurture is yourself. Because if you do not nurture yourself, then you will not have anything to give to anyone else.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to take
Thank
the
you
other
so
callers.
Much.
You're very welcome, Trish.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Have a blessed day.
Take care. Bye-bye. And let's go to our next caller. We have Elise. Elise, I hope I'm pronouncing that properly. Elise in Connecticut. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
Wow, I'm great now. Thank you so much.
Good. I'm glad you called in. What's going on in your world?
Nothing really great. I'm wondering if I have some goodness coming in, if I'm going to get, God's going to give me a reprieve in this life and give me some goodness for the rest of it.
Okay. All right. What your words that you just said are very telling. Nothing great is happening in my world, and I'm waiting for something good to come in. If you had food to eat today, then you're better off than most of the world who have to wonder where their next meal is coming from. If you had a roof over your head, if you have people that love you, if you have your health, watch your words, Elisa. You are more blessed. You're more blessed than you do have people that love you. And if you don't think that you have people that don't love you, it's because there is something inside of you that is still blocked from you loving yourself 100%.
I've lost my whole thing.
Family is can be biological family. And with the shifting of energies, many of us have felt like we are so disparate. Our energies are so disparate from our biological families. And if we only focus on not being, you know, attached or not being aligned with those people, then we're not open to bringing new people into our lives to love us. So watch where you put your focus. Watch where you put your energies. You say you're waiting. You're waiting for something good to come in. Every time we tell the universe that you're waiting for something, it tells the universe that you're lacking something. And abundance is our nature. We have everything that we need, everything that we possibly could need just in this moment. If your reality is not reflective of something that you're attached to and expected to, some of the most extraordinarily important times in my life when I didn't have any money, and I didn't have any support, because that taught me to rely on myself, to be creative, to be bold, to have courage and bravery, and to turn my life around. And the only person that can do this is you. So in what regard are you waiting for something good to come in love, in money, in jobs, where you live?
I haven't been able to work for 21 years because of 6 autoimmune diseases, and science has caught up. I'm starting to get better. I was almost bedridden, and I'm hoping that I can have some kind of a career or an actual life, because I've been a shut-in for 21 years pretty much.
Okay. Those people that are experiencing this, the wonder of the internet is extraordinary. You could start a YouTube channel in which you go on and you speak about your autoimmune experience. You can tell others and share with others your experience and the things that you did in order to get by, to encourage yourself. Or maybe that you went into despair, but we each have an experience in life. And like I experienced the darkness that I went through in my past lives in this book, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, when I chose to be a captured young African-American girl and thrown into horrific, horrific degradation and abuse as a slave in America, when I chose when I chose to be a healer in 14th century Scotland and destroyed by the church. I mean, it's we choose things that help our souls to grow, but there's a number of things that you can do. You can blog about it. You can give, you went through it in order to give other people hope. The posse of angels are saying, dear beloved Elisa, please share your story. There's lots of things that you can do. And technology has opened up so many to be able to share authentically, honestly, openly, and transparently our stories. Because if you went through it, it means you went through it to help somebody, to help yourself, first of all. And then the way we serve is to give back the knowledge and the experience that we've gone through. Let's go to the cards and to see what comes out. The first card that's coming out for you is the Three of Swords. This is usually the heartbreak card. And they want you to know, please turn your energies around. Stop waiting. There's lots of things you can do. They're saying you could write a book. You could write a book about your experiences. You could YouTube about it. You could blog about it. You know, it's those energies, those excitable energies inside of you that see it as a chance to show people this. You know, I drew this to myself, but I have the courage and the bravery to go beyond this. The next card that's coming out for you is the Hermit. A lot of people think the Hermit is just sitting in a cave and sequestered away, but it's not. He takes his light out into the world. And they're saying, Elisa, share your light with others about your experience. And then this one, the Knight of Wands. You can even start a meetup group, you know, online, for people with autoimmune, because the more that we feel that we're heard and we're listened to, the more that we don't feel like we're alone. And so this might be a great opportunity for you to draw a new, in quotes, family or a new tribe to yourself by putting these things out there. I think this would help immeasurably. It will stop you from waiting. And the more we tell the universe, because we have to be very careful about our words, that we're wanting for something and we're waiting for something, then the universe will keep us wanting and waiting. But if we show the universe that we have the faith of a teeny little mustard seed, then it brings us back tenfold of the energy that we've put out. And this is going to help enormously with your self-esteem. Also, they're saying there is a fault that you have. You don't give yourself enough credit for what you've been through. And they want to honor you for the road that you've traveled, which is not an easy road. You know, it's really not an easy road. But give yourself more credit for what you've done and who you are, which has been, they're saying, remarkable. One more card for you before we go to our next caller. We have Gatekeeper. They're saying that you're at a very important portal in your life. You have a choice whether to continue on in the same way that you've continued on or call upon your angelic help. Call upon the fairies. The fairies are so playful and just enthusiastic. They will help you. They will help you with different signs. But they're saying that in order to open up this magical porthole so that you can experience these new things is if you take a teeny little step forward, and then you'll see these doors opening. I hope that's been helpful for you, Elisa.
God bless you so much. Thank you.
God bless you, sweetheart. Take care. Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have Julia in Florida. Hi, Julia. You're online with Claire Candy Hoff.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. What is happening in your magical world?
Well, I woke up yesterday and I was a whole year older.
Oh, happy birthday to Julia.
Thank you.
You and your lovely solar return. Are you feeling refreshed?
Well, I'm feeling optimistic right now. I want to make some changes. I've been going through my house and purging. As I look around, I'm like, I'm going to purge some more. I'm not done with this purging business just yet. There's more to go.
Okay. Are you moving?
That's what I'm hoping.
Yes, they're saying yes. That's why you're purging. They're saying you.
Oh, good! Yay!
Yay! They're saying it is coming. Don't put any emphasis on when it's coming, but they're saying you're looking at the things you've acquired with a whole new set of eyes, and now. And now it seems like you just can't wait to like purge and, you know, you're releasing, you're feeling so much lighter and liberated in order. And when the move comes, that's what's going to happen.
I'm ready. I am so ready. You're so right. I look at it and it's like, even the difference from week to week and thinking, well, maybe I'll just hold on to this a little longer. And it's like,
hang on, I'm having a little bit of trouble with my sound. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yep, I hear you.
Okay. Yeah. There I am. I'm really happy for you because have you sat with it in your heart where you're going and what you're going to be doing and, you know, where you're going to end up?
Well, I still am really drawn to live closer to the water. I'm still thinking over on the Gulf Coast of Florida. I had originally thought maybe up in the Carolinas, but I think I'm just going to stay here in Florida and just, you know, I'm like in the middle of the state. I'm going to go a little west.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like an area called Clearwater, and then a little further down is Largo, and then a little further down is St. Petersburg, and then a little further down is Sarasota. So I'm thinking somewhere in that area, but I haven't really pinpointed the where yet.
Okay, when I grab the pendulum, they like, and that could certainly change, they like Clearwater.
Okay.
And they're also saying that the name Clearwater really reflects your clarity now.
Oh, nice. I love that.
Yeah. Because you're so clear and you're so open and you can visualize the kind of house that you're going to be living in, the beautiful, you know, it's the feeling that you put into it. You know, when I think about the next move that Pete and I are going to make, you know, we meet lovely people, you know, we're surrounded by people who want to support and promote and, you know, get involved with our projects. And it's, you know, this feeling is like heaven on earth. That's the feeling that so many of us have stepped into. I've spoken about that as the third mission of Lightworkers on planet Earth, that where are we going to step into is experiencing, like my dear friend who I spoke about, who is in Oahu, Hawaii, and that she certainly didn't know that, you know, that was going to be on the cards for her 4 months ago. But the feeling of the next move that we have is just going to be absolutely extraordinary. So let's go to the cards. I've got about 3 minutes left. Just have a quick see.
Okay.
They're saying, yes, keep throwing out, keep purging. You might even be having a makeover. You might even, you know, look at yourself one day and go, oh my gosh, you know, I need to have a change of hairdo or a change of, you know, my clothing or things like that. You know, that's where we are at the moment. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, change it up a little bit. You know, change is wonderful. And anytime we are called to change, it's wonderful.
Well, I wore an orange top yesterday, and I don't typically wear orange, and it's like orange. There was no like mediocre orange. It was like out there. I was like, ooh, I'm wearing orange. Alrighty. So that is a change for me. Like, ooh, I'm going.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is amazing. I just, with you know, only about 2 minutes left, I chose 4 cards for you. And they're all major arcana cards. This is amazing. You got the tower. Oh, wow. The tower is about our lives, being dismantled. Our lives being dismantled in order for the new to come in. And they're telling me it's like the phoenix rising with you, and you are going to rise so much more clear and bright that you won't even recognize this glorious, not that you're not glorious now, but this newness that you're feeling that's coming in. You got the death card, which is you're ending a cycle and you're stepping into newness. This is that beginning, new beginning. Then I chose the judgment card for you. This is the new phase in your life. This is the rebirth. And you got the wheel of fortune. The wheel of fortune is turning in your favor. So keep purging, keep getting rid of things. Keep opening up to that change. And when the sign is given to you, where you're going and what is transpiring, please give us a call so we find out.
Beautiful. Yay! That was a wonderful message. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Julia. Sending lots of love.
400 shows.
Thank you, sweetheart. Take care.
Thanks so much.
Bye. And that wraps the show up for today. Thank you so much. For my callers who called in, and thank you to those who are listening worldwide. Remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. And when you go out this week, go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings, as always. And I will speak with you again next week. Goodbye, everyone. Take care.